Since taking office, President Bush has given a new prominence to immigration issues. Before the September 11th terrorist attacks, he had even considered policy changes as radical as a blanket amnesty for undocumented Mexicans. Despite the war on terror, immigration remains an important topic in Washington, but the focus of the debate has changed. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
In the weeks before President Bush's trip to Mexico, the White House pressured Congress to pass a bill that would make it easier for illegal immigrants to apply for and receive green cards, allowing them to stay in the U.S. as permanent residents. The president was disappointed, and the reason was Senator Robert Byrd, who had this to say about the bill.
It's lunacy. Sheer lunacy.
Senator Byrd is a Democrat from West Virginia and one of the Senate's most powerful members, and he's a stickler for Senate procedures. Byrd blocked a quick vote on the immigration bill, insisting that senators have a chance to debate and amend it before casting their votes. The bill would extend by 4 months a deadline under which tens of thousands of illegal immigrants could apply for residency in the U.S. without first leaving the country. It would apply mostly to people who could prove they were spouses or relatives of U.S. citizens or legal residents. The Bush administration says the bill, known on Capitol Hill as 245I, is about helping families. Senator Byrd asks, which families?
I am sure that every senator here is all for families. In fact, I have yet to meet an anti-family politician. But this government's first obligation, especially in the light of what happened on September 11, this government's first obligation ought to be that of protection of American families. And the 245I provision does not meet that test.
Senator Byrd says the bill would also send the wrong signal to legal immigrants and that he has no confidence that the Immigration and Naturalization Service is capable of effectively screening applicants. In pushing for the bill, President Bush returned to an issue that before September 11th he'd made one of his priorities. Last summer, the Bush administration floated ideas about a guest worker program and even amnesty for illegal Mexican immigrants. Amnesty was off the table by the time Presidents Bush and Fox met in Washington in early September, and since September 11th, national security concerns have pushed everything else aside. But the president's national security advisor, Condoleezza Rice, says the relationship between the two countries couldn't be stronger.
There are a lot of hard issues that Mexico and the United States have to address, like the migration issue, that frankly haven't even been on the agenda before these two presidents. The fact that they are even prepared to put together a high-level team to start working these issues when for so many years nobody talked about this issue as a bilateral U.S.-Mexican relationship issue.
In preparation for the president's trip, the Pew Hispanic Center, an independent research organization, conducted a study of America's illegal immigrant population. The study puts the total number of illegal immigrants living in this country at nearly 8 million. Of that number, 4.5 million are from Mexico. Frank Bean is the director of the Center for Research, Immigration, and Public Policy at the University of California, Irvine, and he worked on the study. He says there were two factors behind the push to grant legal status to America's illegal Mexican immigrants.
It emerged out of the very strong economy and the very strong labor market in the United States in the latter half of the 1990s. And then secondly, out of the Bush administration's desire to foster bilateral working relationships with Mexico.
Bean says the nation's economic downturn and the events of September 11th took Mexican-American immigration issues off the table.
But the economy is now showing some signs of picking up a little bit. We're now more than half a year past September 11th, and the issues are reemerging again.
With national security concerns at the forefront, dealing with immigration and border issues is more important than ever. Yesterday, Republicans and Democrats in the House agreed on a plan to reorganize the INS that would split it into two separate bureaus, one for immigration enforcement and one for citizenship and immigration services. Meanwhile, the White House is still pushing the bill that Senator Byrd objects to. The Senate is expected to take it up, but will do so on its own timetable. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.